Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
Psalm 34 verse 11 says, "My children, listen as I teach you to respect the Lord." Smithsonian Magazine once featured a British master stonecutter named Simon Verity. He restored 13th century cathedrals in Great Britain. As the authors watched him work, they noticed something fascinating. They said, "Verity listens closely to hear the song of the stone under his careful blows. A solid strike and all is well. A higher pitched ping could mean trouble. A chunk of rock could break off. He constantly adjusts the angle of the chisel and the force of the mallet to the pitch, pausing frequently to run his hand over the freshly carved surface." Verity understood the importance of his task. He knew one wrong move could be devastating, causing irreparable damage to his work of art. His success was rooted in his ability to read the signals that his stones were sending. If you're a parent or someone who works with children, you need to hone your skills at listening to them, especially during times of discipline and guidance. It takes a great deal of patience and sensitivity to interpret a child's responses. But if you listen carefully, they'll tell you what they're thinking and feeling, and God will help you do it. Isaiah 50 verse 4, "The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary." Each changing season in a child's development raises different questions, calling for different answers. To have the right answer, you must be tuned in to the question they're asking at the time. Not only will you be imparting to them the wisdom they need at that time, you'll also be teaching them how to do it with their own children. So read the signals with your children. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.